朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
I would agree with some of the theologians that the kingdom of God is in connection with the power and miracles.
的确，我也相信有些神学家他们所说的，这神的国是跟神的是跟圣灵的能力是有直接关系的。
But this is only the outward appearances of a kingdom.
但这只是神国的外面的一些表现。
Only an outward experience of the kingdom of God.
只是一个神国的外面的一个表现。
The kingdom of God is much greater than that.
而神的国是比这些更大。
Because the kingdom of God has an inner quality or inner content far beyond what we can see as miracles.
因为神国它真正其他的实质是比这些我们外面看见的神迹奇事是更要大。
Here God said, Jesus said, kingdom of God is likened to be many parables that he said.
这里他耶稣也举出很多很多的例子，很多很多的比喻，说到神的国。
If we rememberMatthew chapter 13, we immediately remembered when Jesus was giving parables to what kingdom of God is.
如果是你们熟悉圣经的话，你知道在马太十三章里面，耶稣对于神的国给了一个比喻。
Kingdom of God is like a man sowing seeds.
而就像一个人去出去说去撒种。
Kingdom of God is like the word that spread in the good ground.
而这神的国就像那个好的种子撒在人的心田里面。
And when we receive the word of God, it sprouts and then it grows and it bears fruit.
但我们这样接受这个话，于是在里面就会长大，然后结实。
And Jesus also said, when a man sowed the seed, and the enemy also sowed the wrong seed.
主耶稣又说，当一个人在那撒了好种在土里，然后仇敌来将败子撒在麦田里面。
And both seeds grew.
然后两种种子一起都长起来。
Until the day of harvest, God wants to keep the bad seeds too.
然后一直要等到神，一直到审判的日子，神在那里让这好的跟坏的一起在那长。
Until it's being harvested and ready to for judgment.
一直等到收成的时候，才把这样败子薅出来。
So what is the kingdom of God?
所以到底这里说神的国是什么呢
？Kingdom of God is also a life.
所以神的国是一个生命。
When we are born again, we are given that life.
当我们重生的时候，我们就得了这个生命。
The inner contents of the kingdom of God is a change of our life.
所以在神国里面的实质是我们这些得了生命的人，我们的生命得到了改变。
It is the change of our life that has started the growth.Of the kingdom.
是一个生命改变的这件事情是来开始了一个神国的实际。
Nicodemus didn't understand that.
尼哥底母并不了解这个。
You see, when you want to see the miracles, you don't need to be born again.
你知道你并不需要重生，你就可以看到这些神迹奇事。
And God also used these miracles to draw people to Him.
而神也的确用这些神迹奇事把人招引来。
ButThe Holy Spirit needs to open your understanding and give you a new life so that you can see the kingdom of God.
但是圣灵要在我们里面把那个我们的让我们能够了解，然后我们才能够行为有改变，然后才能见神的国。
Let me give you an illustration.
我们来看一看。
What Paul said.
保罗怎么说
？He said the kingdom is not in drinking and eating, and I might put not also be merry.
我相信保罗说神的国不在乎吃喝快乐。
It is in the righteousness, in the peace, and in the joy of the Holy Spirit.
而在乎公义良善与在圣灵公义平安与圣灵中的喜乐。
Paul says the kingdom of God is not anything you drink and eat and be merry, but is something quality of your life.
所以在这里保罗说到神的国不是外面你做的一些吃喝这些事情，而是一个生命的一个特质的一个改变。
We want to ask you this morning, brothers and sisters, have you seen the kingdom of God?
所以今天早上我要问弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有见到神的国？
I might not be able to give you the whole thing about the kingdom of God.
我大概我没有办法把神国的所有的事情都在这里说明。
But at least I want to direct you in the right direction to see what is the kingdom of God.
但是我要各位在这看到神国的时候有对的这个方向是对的，到底什么是神的国？
To be practical, the life which you receive from salvation is the beginning point of the kingdom of God.
所以我在这里要很实际的说，那个你从重生接到那个新生命，然后在里面改变你整个人的时候，那才是一个神国的开始。
Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is not anything outside, but anything in your heart.
所以神的国不是一些外面的事情，是里面心里面的事情。
Yes, they are kingdom of God, but yet these are kingdom of God.
不错，那些外面的是神国的事，但是这个里面的更是神国的事。
I believe every child of God.When he receives salvation,
我相信每一个神的子民，当他接受到这个重生的时候
，As the word of God said in chapter 3 of John, something happened in your life.
就如这里第三章所说的，在你的生命中有些事情要发生。
You begin to see the kingdom of God.
开始你就开始有见神的国了。
And you begin to see the quality of life.
也看见这个生活的这个它的本质开始改变。
There's righteousness in you.
那个在你里面公义开始有
There's peace in you.
在你里面 有平安
There's joy in you.
在里面有喜乐
Dear brothers and sisters, aren't these the first things you experience when you were saved?
各位弟兄姊妹们当你们重生的时候是不是这些就是第一个你在生命里头开始有这样的经验呢
But you didn't know that was kingdom of God, did you?
可是你那个时候也许你不了解那个就是神的国
You felt that was a personal experience
你觉得这只不过是我个人的一个经历而已
You have allEven reasoned that because your sins were forgiven, you're so peaceful.
也许你还给自己解释一下，说因为我的罪得到赦免了，所以我的灵魂非常的安定。
Because my sins are forgiven, so I'm full of joy.
因为我的罪被赦免了，所以我心里满有喜乐。
And even you could testify, because my life has changed, I am a new person.
甚至你还可以在这里做见证说，因为你的生命完全改变了，你成了一个新的人。
I was a wicked person.
我本来是一个很邪恶、很坏的人。
But now that I'm saved, I have departed from my sin.
我现在得救了，于是我就从就把我离开那些以前的罪恶。
I have a new standard of life.
我在这里就我们的生活上有一个新的标准了。
I even dare to call myself.Being righteous.
我甚至有时候我还敢说我自己是已经公义了。
No, it's not my righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus. Yeah. Yes, it is He that in me that makes me righteous.
对，不是我自己的公义，而是那位在我里面的耶稣给了我这一个公义。
You know, you may also acquire the quality of humility.
也许你也得到了一个很谦卑的一个这个性格。
But you didn't know you're in the kingdom of God, do you?
但是你并不知道你已经在神的国中。
Did you know that
你知不知道
the beginning of the kingdom of God?
那一个就是一个神国的开始。
And you're living in that extension of kingdom of God.
而你就住在这个神国的里面，在神国的这个范围里面。
Dear brother and sister, what does Jesus want us to do?
所以耶稣在这里要我们做什么呢
？He called the people out from the world.
他把这些人世人，他把这些人来呼召他们离开这些世界。
There was a disciple who followed him.
有一个门徒这样子来追随他。
Specifically, Jesus had that kind of conversation.
而耶稣跟他就讲这些事情。
He said, "I have to say goodbye to my father. I have to bid farewell to my father."
那个门徒说：“我要回去跟我的父亲呢道别呀。”
Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their dead."
而且我要回去埋葬我，先要埋葬我的父亲。耶稣就说
"For you, come."
耶稣说：“让死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟随我吧。”
Come to preach the kingdom of God.
你跟随我来传讲神国的福音。
Now, what was that disciple preach?
那么那一个门徒他所传的是什么呢
？The kingdom of God.
他就在那传神国的福音。
What would we preach?
那么我们要传什么呢
？Dear brother and sister, when you realize that the joy, the peace, the righteousness, every quality that was in Jesus Christ, and you start preaching that.
当你们知道那些喜乐平安这个这些生命的本质是在耶稣基督里面
You are preaching the kingdom of God.
你来传讲这样的基督传讲这样的福音你就在神的国中间
Dear brother and sister, gospel is a representation of the kingdom of God.
你知道福音是神国的代表
When we preach the gospel and lead people into what?
当我们这样子来传福音来把人引进什么呢
Lead into the kingdom of God.
引进神的国中间
In fact, Paul told us, when we are being saved,
而保罗也这么说当我们得救的时候
we are taken away, taken out from the kingdom of darkness.
所以我们就脱离离开了那个黑暗的权势
into the kingdom of the light and love of His Son, beloved Son.
进入那个光明的爱子的国度里面。
That's kingdom.
那个就是神的国。
We are in two different kingdoms.
我们现在在另外一个国度里面。
Dear brother and sister, do you realize that you are in different kingdoms?
那弟兄姊妹们，您有没有了解到这一点？我们是在另外一个国里面。
Jesus told Nicodemus further.
那么耶稣然后再多告诉尼哥底母一件事情。
Unless a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
人若不从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Dear brother and sister, have you entered the kingdom of God?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有真正进入神的国呢？
Are you just looking beyond, looking from afar, saying, "Hey, this is good, but I'm going to wait till I'm ready."
而是你只是远远的在那里看到说，哎呀，神的国很好，我在这里慢慢等，我慢慢再进去吧。
Yeah, I like the way Christians show themselves. They are righteousness. They are righteous and they are peaceful and they're loving and enjoy all the good quality. But I want to be the recipient of that.
的确我是看到基督徒身上有平安有喜乐等等这些好的这个行为等等，但是我希望我也能得到这一些。
I want to receive that, but I don't want to give that.
我愿意得到这个，但是我不愿意有什么付出。
I want them to be nice to me, but I don't want to be nice to them.
我希望那些基督徒他们这样子可以对我很好，但我不一定要对他们好。
But being nice costs you a lot.
因为你要对他们好，要对你是要付上代价。
Isn't it?
是不是呢？
You are just willing.Be satisfied to see the kingdom of God, but couldn't enter the kingdom of God.
但你是不是只在那里就是仅仅看到神的国就算了呢？而不愿意真正进入。
To enter the kingdom of God is going to cost you.
真正要进入，必须要付上代价。
Because it's a narrow way.
因为是一条窄路。
You have to look into Jesus.
你必须要眼睛注目耶稣。
Believing Jesus is your only salvation and only hope that can deliver you from your sins.
而相信只有靠着耶稣基督能够将你从罪恶里面救出来。
Nothing else.
除此之外没有别条路。
You have to believe Jesus is your satisfaction, only satisfaction to the end.
你也要相信那耶稣基督是你唯一的享受唯一的满足，而且直到地极就是这样子。
You may have to realize that the things you're pursuing may not worth anything when you enter into the kingdom of God.
你要相信当你现在所追逐的一切的事情，当你进入神国的时候，那些你所追逐的是一文不值。
Some of the thingsThe Bible says has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
因为在圣经里面也告诉我们有很多事情是跟神国毫无关系。
Jesus even said in the stern word that they shall be cast out.
而耶稣在那甚至用一个很严厉的话说，那些要被赶到门外。
So you know, some of you will be not willing to enter into the kingdom of God because it costs too much.
也许有些人我们不觉得想我们要进入神的国，因为那个代价太大。
But those of us who are already in the kingdom of God.
但是那些我们已经在神国中间的。
Jesus has given us a commandment to preach the kingdom of God.
神已经给了我们一个命令，就是我们要来传讲神国的福音。
We preach the gospel, telling people how Jesus loved them.
我们当传福音，我们说耶稣怎么样爱你。
But you are motivated into a higher energy level.
但是你在这时候你我们要达到更高一点一个境界。
有更高的动机。
有更高的动机。
It is not only for personal salvation, but for the kingdom of God.
并不光只是我仅仅我个人要得救，而是为了神的国。
We realize, we read the Bible, we know that one day the kingdom of all earth shall be the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
我们也知道，在这个我们读的圣经上知道，这世上的一切的国都要到那一天都要成为我主我神的国。
It is a great conflict.
那是一个很大的征战。
There is a conflict in the kingdom of God.
在神国中间是有大的征战。
We are charged to be faithful to that kingdom.
我们在那里有我们要我们是我们要
忠心。
神要我们忠心。
I know many of you have been naturalized, become U.S. citizen, haven't you?
我知道在座中间有很多人已经是做美国公民了。
You know, my children were born here. They sometimes talking about identity. Sometimes they would recognize themselves as Americans. He said, "Dad, we are Americans, not Chinese."
于是我的小孩子们都在这里生的。那么他们有的时候就说：“嘿，我们是中国，我们是美国人了，不是中国人了。”
You know, I am American too because I own a U.S. citizenship.
我也算是美国人，因为我是美国的公民。
Although I don't quite feel that way.
可是我常常不觉得那么觉得，不那么感觉。
That's the way with a Christian today.
基督徒也常常是这样子情形。
Are you a Christian? When you think about it, yeah, I am.
你是不是基督徒呢？有时候你想想看，对呀，我是基督徒。
But in reality, primarily, you are yourself, that you're not Christian.
但是在实在是基本的在里面，你实在还是你自己，你还不是真正基督徒。
We have not been totally neutralized.
我们实在是还没有完完全全的被归化。
You cannot be naturalized until you neutralize first.
你完全你没有 you cannot be naturalized.
Naturalization.
你没有办法，你没有办法。除非你完完全全已经是被同化了，不然你没有办法规划。
You know, you realize when you become a Christian.
你知道，当我们做一个基督徒的时候
，You are a different person.
你是变成完完全全另外一个人。
The day when I am going to swear to be faithful to the United States.
那天我在那里要在那宣告对这个美国尽忠的时候
，I had a great trouble and struggle in me.
在我的里面有一个很大的挣扎。
You know, I have been all faithful to my own country for a long, long time.
因为很久很久，我对我自己的国家我是非常忠心。
And I'm proud of it.
而且我也很以此自豪。
Today, circumstances caused me to make a decision.
而今天，在我的这个因为环境的关系，我在这里要做一个决定。
Am I no longer loyal to my old country?
我是不是对我的祖国不再忠心了呢？
It had a great conflict.
所以在我的心中有很大的挣扎。
No matter what you say.
所以不管你说表面说什么。
No matter what you think.
不管你怎么想。
When you take the oath.
当你这样宣誓的时候。
You're saying I'm primarily faithful to the United States.
我的意宣誓的时候的意思就是说我第一个忠心的是美国。
That's the kind of oath that we take when we become Christian.
那样子的一个誓宣誓呢，就是当我们要做基督徒的时候，我们要拿要这样宣誓。
I admit this is not a very good illustration.
我相信这不是一个很好的例子。
Because there's no comparison to the kingdom of God and to the kingdom of darkness.
因为神的国跟地上的国实在是不能够比较。
We are trying to flee away from the kingdom of darkness, getting into the kingdom of light.
因为在这里，因为我们事实上呢，是实在是想要逃离开那个黑暗的权势、黑暗的国度，而进入光明的国度里面。
A lot of people become American citizens because of that too.
有很多人也是因为这样子而变成了美国的公民。
Those are from Iran, from a lot of places. When we were taking oath.Swearing into the citizenship.
有些很多人也都是从那些很黑暗的地方，然后他们宣誓作为美国公民。
When I was in that meeting,
当我在那个在那个宣誓的时候
，They gave the reason that they want to become a United States citizen.
有些人上来就告诉
Statistics shows it.
那里就他们就报告为这些人为什么要做美国公民的一些各种原因。
You know what are the reasons?
你知道最一些这些原因是什么呢
？Four great reasons.
有四个大的原因。
The top two.
最重要的两个。
One is the political oppression.
第一个。
Declared or undeclared.
不管是明的或暗的那个政治上的压迫。
The second reason.
第二个原因。
Is because of economic freedom.
而是就是经济上的自由。
Or should I say economic prosperity.
而是在经济上在这里有更大的机会。
The third reason.
第三个原因。
Is freedom.
是自由。
The fourth reason is education.
第四个原因是受教育。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the reasons people become an United States citizen.
因为这种这样的原因而人成为美国的公民。
Well, we are all sympathetic to these causes, don't we? Aren't we?
我们对于这样的原因，我们都非常的同情，对不对
？But dear brothers and sisters, today God is calling us to be a citizens of heaven.
但是今天神呼召我们要作为天国的公民。
Today God is calling us to be a citizen of His kingdom.
今天神要我们呼召他作为他天国的一个公民。
It is not through naturalization.
不是因为我们可以就这么规划就变成了。
It is through the process of being born again.
而是经过重生。
You are born into the kingdom of God.
你要在神的国里面生出来。
You cannot be naturalized.To enter the kingdom of God.
你没有办法就这么样子规划就变成就算做基督徒了。
You need to have a new life to be accustomed to that kingdom.
你需要有一个新的生命，你才能够在这个新的国度里面觉得习惯。
Just as you have to learn English.
就像你在这学英文。
To survive this country.
你才能够在这里能够活得下去。
Just as you have to drive to survive this country.
就像你在这里必须要开车，你在这里才行。
You need to have a new life.To live in that kingdom. That is why you have to be born again.
你在那一个神的国里面，你必须要有一个新的生命，你才能活得下去。所以你需要重生。
Again, I say, many of us became careless.
我再说有些人呢我们就觉得无所谓马马虎虎算了。
They own a citizenship.
这个他们有一个有这个公民权。
But they do not fully utilize that.
但是没有真正完完全全的用使用这个公民权。
And they are not faithful to that kingdom.
而对这一个国家也不够忠心。
Don't we sometimes complain that the people in this country do not know what is loyalty?
我们不是常常在那里抱怨说这些这个国家的人真是不晓真是不没有忠心。
And there are few patriotic.
只有非常非常少的人才真正是美国的这些爱国人士。
But we are looking at a more serious problem with the kingdom of God.
但是当我们来看神国的时候呢，我们其实看到是要看一个更要考虑更严重的一个问题。
Yeah, the kingdom of God needs patriots.
神国要里面要有爱国的人士。
Those who have fully, totally committed.
那些完完全全、完完全全的摆上的。
We call that dedication.
我们管那个叫做
献身。
叫献身。
We call that making ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们那里叫做是将我们身体献上当做活祭。
We call that an offering of love.
我们在那里说到是一个爱的一个奉献。
Dear brother and sister, the kingdom of God needs to be expanded.
弟兄姊妹们，神的国要扩张。
Through warfare.
而是要经过征战
Spiritual warfare,
经过属灵的征战才能扩张
dedication, through the preaching of gospel, with zeal, with desire, with power.
要在那里要经过在那里用神的能力在那里传神的福音然后才能够扩张
Last time we talked about a subject that although Jesus performed many miracles,
虽然耶稣已经在那里行了很多的神迹
but he could not trust himself to anyone.
但是他没有办法将他自己交托给他们。
You know, in the chapter 3, the first verse, there's the first word.
在第三章里头的第一节的第一个字。
Some of the translation in English says, now there was a man.
而在英文的这个翻译里面呢就在那个第一个字呢就说而现在有那么一个人。
Some of the translation saying,But there is a man.
或者呢，有的另外一个翻译的呢，是说，但是有一个人。
But in the Chinese translation, it's totally omitted.
在中文圣经里头，就完全没有这个开始的这两个转换的词句。
What does that mean?
那么这是什么意思呢
？The narrator John the disciple is saying, although thousands of people, all the people, Jesus cannot trust himself to them.
约翰在这里在第二章的尾巴上他说到耶稣不能把他自己交托给这些人
But there's a man
但是有一个人
called Nicodemus.
他的名字叫尼哥底母
And Nicodemus was given the trust
所以我们知道尼哥底母是被神所能够是神所交托他的
Now what was that trust?
那么交托他什么呢
Faithfulness
因为他是有忠心
You know Jesus Nicodemus was the one who finally collectedJesus' body when Jesus died on the cross.
您知道吗？当耶稣后来受死的时候，尼哥底母就是那一个将耶稣的身体取去埋葬的。
In that sense, Jesus truly committed himself to him.
所以在这里，实际上耶稣的确是将他自己的身体交托了给尼哥底母。
But I believe Nicodemus are the types of people Jesus can trust his message to them.
我也相信尼哥底母是一个耶稣可以将他的信息交托他的。
What message?
什么样的信息呢
？Not only that we need to be born again to see the kingdom of God.
非仅我们是要必须要重生才能见神的国。
But we need to know the purpose of salvation, purpose of being saved, and purpose of being born again is to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们更要知道这个要重生得救这些一切它的终极目的是要进入神的国。
Dear brother and sister, have you realized the purpose? Have you realized the message?
弟兄姊妹们，你们对今天的今天所讲的，您了解吗
？Have you realized Jesus' message?
您知不知道耶稣在这里要说什么呢
？He needs someone trustworthy.
他要找一个人，他可以交托他自己。
That a kingdom can be built on them.
然后神的国可以在他们中间能够得到建立。
We have been born again.
我们已经重生了。
We have a responsibility.
我们就有这个责任。
When we know the true message here.
当我们知道这里他所说要带给我们的真正的信息。
We are living for the kingdom.
因为我们是在神的国中为他而活。
We are representing the kingdom.
我们也在那里代表神的国。
We have to be strong.
我们必须要坚强起来。
We have to be purposeful.
我们必须要生活有目的。
We need to preach the gospel.
我们需要传福音。
We need to expand the kingdom of God.
我们需要在那里扩张神的国。
We need to win over for the Lord.
我们也在那里要为神 神的国得人。
Until the kingdom of God had come.
一直等到神的国降临。
And Jesus is the glorious Messiah on the throne.
当耶稣这一位荣耀的以赛亚弥赛亚 在宝座上面。
Then the kingdom of God is fully realized.
然后神的国才完完全全显现出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to be given a purpose of life today.
我们今天在我们的生活上我们要有一个目的。
In a changing world today.
在这一个世事变换这么快的时候。
Last time I said,Suddenly we realized Iraq was Babylon, is Babylon.
突然一下子我们发现伊拉克的巴比伦又再重现了。
And yesterday I met a few brothers who echo the same thing. Hey, we began to read the book of Isaiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel, and Jeremiah, all the Old Testament prophetic books. We begin to read them about Babylon.
昨天我也碰到一些弟兄们，他们跟我一样，也突然一下子说，哎呀，我们赶紧再去赶快翻旧约，看看到底对这个巴比伦到底是说了些什么话。
We are living in a fastly changing world.
我们的确现在在这个活在这一个非常变化非常快的一个世界里面。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because the end time is near.
因为这末世要到了。
The conflict of the kingdoms are even stronger.
因为那个国度的征战要更加的强烈。
It shows in every place in our daily life.
在每一个地方，在我们每天生活里面都表现出来。
In our natural life.
在我们的天然生命里面。
In the way we deal with people.
在我们跟人接触的时候。
In the way we deal with business.
当我们在那做事的时候。
It affects our thinking.
它这一切都在那影响我们的思想。
Dear brother and sister, the kingdom of God is so greatly influencing us.
所以神的国在各方面都在影响我们。
Are you willing to commit yourself?
你愿不愿意将你自己奉献？
So that the kingdom of God, you are in the kingdom of God, you're on God's side.
所以你是在神的国里面，你是在神的这一边。
I would pray that we be called waken up. We should be called to wake up.
我们实在是在这里要被唤醒。
We have not much time.
因为我们没有多少时间。
We need to live for Jesus.
我们要为着耶稣而活。
We need to live for gospel.
我们要为了传福音而活。
We need to live for the kingdom.
我们为了神的国而活。
Why? Because we're born again.
为什么？因为我们已经重生。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you.
主，我们感谢赞美你，我们将一切的荣耀、赞美、敬拜归给你。
For the very fact that we have been born again.
因为我们已经重生。
And we have realized what you promised in the Bible, all true.
我们也相信你在圣经上一切的应许都是真的。
Now we see that the purpose of being born again is to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们知道重生的目的是要我们能进入神的国。
And we have already entered.
我们已经进入。
And the purpose for us is to preach so that the kingdom of God can be expanded.
而在这里我们要将神的国再一次这样子来扩张出来。
Lord, thank you for giving us this understanding.
主，我们谢谢你将这样的悟性、这样的了解赐给我们。
And thus given us a purpose of life.
所以就这样子就让我们的生活也给了我们目的。
We may just be doing the earthly things.Which is necessary to survive in this world.
也许我们每天所做的都是我们不可避免日常生活为了自己使用我们
Take us
取去我们
For the kingdom of God.
为了神的国
We make the commitment.
我们这样子在你面前奉献
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。